Welcome to this beginner lesson on building a breaker roll with Jungle Swing in Ableton Live 12. In this tutorial, we're going to take a classic breakbeat and turn it into something that feels alive, rolling, and properly ready for drum and bass. Not stiff, not over-edited, we want that natural jungle momentum, where the drums feel like they're pushing forward but still breathing. If you've ever heard a DNB intro, a pre-drop build, or one of those nasty little switch-up sections that makes the track feel like it's about to explode, this is the kind of drum programming behind it. A break roll is basically a controlled burst of chopped break fragments, ghost notes, and repeated hits that creates tension and motion. And the jungle swing part is what gives it that human, off-grid feel. It's the difference between drums that simply play and drums that actually move. We're going to keep this beginner-friendly and mostly use Ableton stock tools. That means you can build a genuinely usable drum phrase without needing a huge sample library or a pile of third-party plugins. First, open Ableton Live 12 and set your tempo to around 172 BPM. That's a great starting point for drum and bass. You can stay anywhere in the 170 to 174 range, but 172 is right in a sweet spot. Create a new audio or drum group track for your drums. Then drag in a classic break sample, something with a strong snare, some head movement, and a bit of natural character works best. If you've got an Amen-style break, a think break, or any similar jungle break, that's perfect. If your break is longer than one bar, crop it down to a clean one bar section first. We want a manageable loop to work with, especially when you're just starting out. Now double-click the break so you can see it in clip view. Turn warp on if it's not already on. For stretching, Complex or Complex Pro can work well, especially if the sample needs to stay clean. If the loop is already pretty tight and percussive, try Beats mode instead. In Beats mode, set Preserve to around 1/16th or 1/8th depending on how the transients feel. The main thing here is making sure the downbeat lands correctly on bar 1. Don't obsess over making it perfect to the point where it loses character. A little roughness is actually good for jungle feel, but the first beat needs to lock in. Next, we're going to slice the break into playable pieces. Right-click the break clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. You can slice by transients for a more natural break edit, or by 1/8 notes if you want a simpler grid to work with. For beginners, either one is fine, but transients usually give you more of that classic chopped break flavor. Set the target to drum rack, and now you've got each hit mapped out as a MIDI-triggered slice. This is where the real fun starts. Instead of one long loop, you now have separate kick fragments, snare hits, hat pieces, and little bits of texture that you can arrange into a roll. Create a one-bar MIDI clip on the sliced break track. Start by placing the main kick and snare fragments first. Keep the identity of the original break intact. Then add in some repeated short notes between the main hits. These are your ghost notes and little roll fragments. A simple way to think about it is this. Place a kick fragment on beat 1. Let the snare anchor the groove on beat 2 or 4 depending on the break, and then add a few fast notes before the snare, maybe 2 or 3 ghost hits. You can repeat a hat or snare slice on 1/16th or 1/32nd values for a short burst, but don't overdo it. Leave some air in the pattern. That space matters. If the roll gets too packed, it starts sounding like a typewriter. Jungle swing needs room to breathe. The best rolls usually feel like they're building up in phrases, not just filling every tiny gap. Now let's add swing. Open the groove pool and try one of Ableton's swing or groove options. Apply a groove amount somewhere around 55 to 65% to start. If it feels too late or too loose, bring it down. If it feels too stiff, push it a bit more. You can also manually shift a few ghost notes slightly late, by just a few milliseconds. That subtle dragging motion is a huge part of the jungle feel. A good rule here is not to fully quantize everything into submission. A little quantizing plus groove is usually better than a completely rigid pattern. You want the drums to feel controlled, but still alive. Let some notes stay straighter while the in-between hits lean late. That contrast is what makes the swing actually noticeable. If the roll feels stiff, don't rush to add more effects right away. The first thing to fix is usually the ghost notes. Move them, quiet them, and shape the timing before you start processing. Timing and velocity are often more important than plugins for this kind of drum work. Now let's shape the sound. Add EQA to clean things up. If your break layers have too much low end, high pass the non-kick elements somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. If there's harshness or a nasty ring in the upper mids, try a small cut around 3 to 6 kHz. Don't overdo it. You're not trying to sterilize the break. You're just making room for the important parts to speak clearly. Then add drum bass. A little drive goes a long way here. Try somewhere around 5 to 15%. Keep crunch light too, maybe 5 to 20% at most. You can leave boom subtle or off for now. The goal is extra density and attitude, not mud. After that, add saturator with soft clip-on and a modest amount of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. This can make the break fragments feel thicker and more present. If the break starts sounding too smashed, back it off. We want grit, not damage. If the break feels too loose overall, a glue compressor can help tie it together. Use a gentle ratio, around 2 to 1, with a medium attack and a release that breathes naturally. Again, keep the gain reduction subtle. You want glue, not flattening. If you're working with individual slices in drum rack, you can process them a little differently. For example, let the snare slice have more saturation, keep the hats cleaner and more high-passed, and leave the kick slice with more punch and less distortion. That kind of selective shaping gives the roll a more professional feel. Now let's talk velocity, because this is a huge part of the jungle energy. Open the MIDI clip and lower the velocity of the ghost notes. Keep the main snare hits much stronger. A good starting point is somewhere around 100 to 127 for the main snare, and around 20 to 60 for the ghost notes. You want the listeners to feel the movement, not hear every tiny hit at the same intensity. If all the notes are equal, the groove loses its life. The roll should feel like a drummer pushing into the bar. The main hits are the anchors, and the little notes around them create the motion. To make the roll feel bigger, add a second layer. You can duplicate the break track or create another drum track with hats, shakers, or chopped ride hits. Keep this layer lighter and more filtered than the main break. Use auto filter and high pass at around 300 to 600 Hz, so it doesn't compete with the body of the main drums. You can add a small amount of reverb or echo if you want space, but keep it short and subtle. A little stereo motion on the top layer is fine, but keep the kick and snare center focused. That's where the power lies. Now we start turning this drum roll into an actual transition. Automate the auto filter cutoff on the break layer. You might start darker, maybe around 200 to 400 Hz, and then open it up toward 8 to 12 kHz before the drop. You can also automate a bit more drum bus drive in the last one or two bars of the build to add tension. A nice trick is to add a short reverb send on the final snare or fill hit. That gives the roll a little tail and makes the transition feel bigger. You can also mute the main kick for half a bar before the drop, so the roll feels like it's lifting right into impact. Think in phrases, not just loops. A strong break roll usually has a shape, start, rise, release. Even a one-bar fill can feel much more musical if the second half gets denser than the first. Let the groove evolve. Don't make every bar identical. Now, because this is drum and bass, we need to check the roll with bass in context. Add a simple sub or a Reese placeholder so you can hear how the drums sit with the low end. Keep the sub centered and simple. Use utility on the bass track to make sure the low frequencies stay mono. If the roll starts masking the bass, reduce the low mids on the drum layer, usually somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. If the snare loses impact, look for competing bass harmonics in the snare zone and carve a little room. In DNB, the drums and bass are really one rhythm section. A great roll only works if it supports the low-end engine instead of fighting it. A few common mistakes to watch out for here. One is making the roll too busy. If you cram too many notes into the bar, the swing disappears and the phrase stops breathing. Pull a few notes out and let the pattern relax a little. Another mistake is over-quantizing everything. If every slice lands perfectly on the grid, the roll will sound stiff. Use groove and manually nudge a few ghost notes late instead of forcing the whole thing into machine-perfect timing. Also watch your low end. Break layers should usually be high-passed unless they're carrying actual kick energy. If the roll gets muddy, clean out the bottom, and don't go too hard on distortion. Dark DNB can be gritty, but once the transients smear, you lose the punch that makes the break feel good. One more big one. Ignore velocity at your own risk. It's not just about note placement. It's about intensity. Without velocity variation, the roll sounds flat and mechanical. If you want to push this further, try a few extra tricks. You can layer a short, low-passed noise hit under the snare for extra weight. You can also duplicate the break, distort the copy heavily, and tuck it quietly under the clean version for parallel grit. That gives you density without killing the original punch. You might also try a tiny room reverb just on the snare. Keep the decay short so it adds space without washing out the pattern. And if your top percussion is too glossy, band limit it a little. Rolling off some lows and even a little top end can make it feel darker and more vintage. A really cool arrangement move is to resample your best one-bar roll once it sounds right. Record it to audio, then reuse that audio later as a fill, intro texture, or pre-drop riser. That's a great way to build consistency and speed up your workflow. Here's a simple practice challenge before we wrap up. Take one jungle break at 172 BPM, slice it into a drum rack, and build a one-bar MIDI clip with one main kick fragment, one main snare fragment, and 4 to 8 ghost hits total. Add a groove at around 50%. Put on EQ8 and drum bus. Then automate a simple filter opening over the last few bars and loop it with a basic sub bass. Listen for balance. Ask yourself, does it feel like a usable pre-drop roll? Does it have lift? Does it leave enough room for the bass?